Timex time on Radio North Sea International is 12 midnight. RNI News and weather at 12. Good morning. This is Graham Gill reporting. France. 14 people were killed, including the six crew members, and another 28 injured in today's crash of the Russian supersonic airliner Tupolev 144 at the Paris Air Show. French authorities announced, "We won't be able to investigate the cockpit until tomorrow because we are waiting for special equipment." An official said all necessary measures have been taken to shelter those people whose homes were destroyed by the crash. Britain. Lord Lambton said he is going to take legal advice about the News of the World's disclosure that had photographed him in a call girl's flat. And a Conservative MP, Mr. John Gorst, has asked the Press Council to investigate. The Watergate affair. According to newspaper reports in Washington and New York, Mr. John Dean, President Nixon's former legal advisor, is ready to testify that Mr. Nixon himself was deeply involved in trying to cover up the bugging operation. The White House has strongly denied this allegation. Greece. And the Greek government say they will not enter King Constantine's statement denouncing Prime Minister Papadopoulos for ending the monarchy. King Constantine, in a statement yesterday from Rome, said it was an illegal act by an illegal government and he promised to return to power. Israel. Three Israeli pilots have been returned from Syria in exchange for 50 Syrian and Libyan prisoners. The Israeli airmen say they were tortured in captivity. Damascus. Reports say that Syria will soon close its airspace to Lebanese civilian planes. Syria closed its border with Lebanon about 1 month ago after fighting between the Lebanese army and the Palestinian guerrillas broke out. France. American and North Vietnamese officials met today in Paris for about 6 months to discuss ways to ensure compliance with the Vietnam Peace Agreement. Another meeting has been arranged for Monday. Skylab. U.S. Skylab mission commander Charles Conrad today set the world record for the time spent in space. The previous record was set by James Lovell, who spent 715 hours and 5 minutes in space. Conrad, the third man to set foot on the moon, is to spend another 18 days in Skylab. He could even stay longer if NASA decide to keep him there with the Skylab's second team. And on the RNI weather front, tonight will be cloudy with some rain and a temperature of about 10 degrees. Later on in the day, there'll be sunny periods with a temperature of 17 degrees. Winds will be moderate and from the west. MEBO 2 temperature at news time is 10 degrees. And that's RNI News and Weather together. Next news in 1 hour's time. It is Radio North Sea International.
Brian the Kilt McKenzie has a really great, great show. Why then don't you join him on Radio 220?
No! number 28 record on Radio North Sea International's Top 30. Coming to you from Rabbit, and the title is Broken Arrows. From Brian McKenzie, good morning. How are you? I'm with you until 3, as always, on a Sunday. And my thanks go out to Graham Gill for the 2 hours of the R&I Request Show. And lots and lots of good records there. So I hope lots and lots of people also were nice and happy and pleased to hear themselves mentioned on the airwaves tonight. Huh? Okay, on we go with the music with this one. And I reckon I think it's going to make it very shortly. Comes from Thin Lizzy. She said she's gonna wear a skirt that shines. And the title is Wrangles Tango. She's pulling out all the stops to get around our faggy. And meanwhile, round our beers back at the ranch. He's getting ready for tonight's song and dance. He doesn't know, he doesn't stand a chance. His last affair will be his last romance. The senorita will be there waiting. Don't go, my Randall, so tango with me. And underneath the Latin moonlight, they danced and seen a falling star in flight. With a strum of guitar she held him tight. She wants a Randall back again. Meanwhile, it's worthwhile for Randall to wait till he gets the nerve that he won't hesitate. He doesn't know, but he's just spit the bait. He's just asked if he could make a date. The senorita will be there waiting. Don't go, my Randall, so tango with me. It's going to be a big, big hit for Thin Lizzy. And a follow-up to Whiskey in the Jar, Randolph's Tango, 10 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock, and saying hello to someone who is anonymous, really. Not through their own fault, but through something that's happened in the post. And the reason being, with the letter was sent 2 sachets of shampoo, and in transit, one of the sachets has burst open, which has obliterated all the writing except a couple of lines on the letter and also the address. But I know it's from somewhere in Dis in Norfolk, and I do believe it's something 55, and I can't make it out, but it's a Y, something Ray Road in Dis in Norfolk. So to the person who sent it in, many, many thanks, and also to the Dutch Postal Service for looking after the letter, which is really all different colours, as you can imagine. I do believe the shampoo was a lemon kind. And so now the letter is semi-yellow, green, blue, and everything all mixed up, but it got here anyway. But to the sender, thanks a million. Really is very, very nice. Now one thing's guaranteed, I've got nice hair, huh? Carrying on with this one at number 10 for all the David Cassidy fans, get into this one, huh? The latest single from the Partridge Family, and this is Walking in the Rain. Walking in the Rain, You Earn Me, and of course maybe David Cassidy around as well, which, you know what they say, two's company and three's the crowd, but still, I don't think a lot of girls listening in would mind to David Cassidy being with them, huh? That's Walking in the Rain, as I said, which is currently number 10 in our chart at the moment, and there's even a little tapping noise, which I think is coming from another studio through some piping we have in through here from the Rogue himself, and it's easy to see when Rob Eden is back on his ship. Now he's shouting down the thing. But back to that record, and also the letter which I was trying to decipher. And I do believe it's from Gertie Reeve, although I'm not too sure. So, Gertie, if you sent in the shampoo, once again, thanks a million, huh? Okay?
Radio North Sea International, this is the Brian McKenzie Hit Pick.
And what a hit pick indeed, coming from the lovely Lindsay DePaul, her current hit throughout Europe. It's going to be a big hit anyway, that's for sure, huh? The title is All Night.
Oh my.
Lindsay DuPaul and the Brian McKenzie Hit Pick on Radio North Sea International. That's all night. Getting it together with our little spider. And, of course, bringing in the fly as well, which would be rather interesting, I would imagine. A letter from Nigel Goodall, who was at Flat 2, 11 The Drive, Hove in Sussex, in England. Nigel, good morning. Thank you, mate, for the letter. And also for the offer of the tape, which you say you are getting together, which is Nigel Goodall on tape. Which I do believe is a record you're putting out. So if you'd care to send it out, my man, I shall be pleased to receive it. And I know it's rock and roll material, so if it's not bad or it's pretty good, whatever way you like to look at it, we'll put it on air and give it a spin for you and give you some publicity as well. Okay, so Nigel, I'll leave the rest to you and look forward to hearing you in the not-too-distant future. By the way, if you'd like to drop me a letter or a card or anything whatsoever, donations of any kind will be accepted, coconuts, bananas and, sinus apples, huh? the address to write to is Brian McKenzie, Radio North Sea International, P.O. Box 117, Hilversum in Holland. All right, have you got that? You haven't. Once again, Brian McKenzie, that's me. Radio North Sea International, P.O. Box 117, Hilversum in Holland is the address. And if you haven't got it down by now, I shall go to my corner and sulk, so there, huh? The time is exactly 17 minutes. Yeah, that's it. 18. Get it right, McKenzie. 18 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock. And you're with Radio North Sea International, of course. Our record is starting to drop down our charts, but it had a good run. It's at number 14 from Hot Chocolate, and this is Brother Louie.
Really caused the scene.
music presented hot chocolate style in the show this morning. That's Brother Louie, which is number 14 in our top 30 at the moment. And just a quick mention and big thank you going out to Dorothy Stigwood of the Chestnuts, 2 High Street in Newmarket in Suffolk in England. And Dorothy, thanks a million, Pep, for the letter, which I've got in front of me at the moment. And I hope you're feeling a little bit better, because you said you were somewhat down, a little bit ill as well. And when you came over to Holland, you were, you had a bit of a tummy upset, I do believe. But now you're getting better, and you say you're nearly 100% again. And you also said that Ian gave you a call, which must have been nice, huh? And I would imagine you had quite a lot to chat about. But also, the big thank you is for the aftershave which you sent in, which is gorgeous. It really is, love. And I know Graham Gill has got all turned on by this stuff, whatever. And is, I think, going to try and find some of that particular brand himself. But, my love, thanks a million, because it really is very, very nice. And I would imagine that the next time that I'm off the boat, I shall put it to full use and find out what happens, eh? I might get swarms of girls around me, you never know. But still, that's wishful thinking, I would imagine. But for you, my love, this morning, a brand new record, which has been released in the United Kingdom on a new record label. The label is Country. Just simply the Country record label, okay? And the singer we've got for you this time is Mary Lou. It's one of the first releases on that label. And the title of the song, Teddy Bear Song. So there we go, just for you, Dorothy. That's it, Mary Lou on Country Records in the United Kingdom. A nice little number which is called Teddy Bear Song. And that's one I think that could make it into the charts very, very shortly, with the amount of country and western fanatics there is in the UK. And on the strength of Daffy Don's Country and Western Jamboree, which I know has got many, many listeners. And Daffy will definitely be playing that one to death, I'm sure of it. Nice number, as I said, and it's currently doing good things in the American charts as well, so that's definitely one to watch for. Once again, Mary Lou on the Country record label in Britain, and the title Teddy Bear Song.
Whether you're visiting Zurich for business or pleasure, the Nova Park is the hotel to ask for. The Nova Park Hotel is where people get together. With its ultra-modern rooms fitted with bath, telephone, radio, and television, the Nova Park Hotel is enjoyable to live in, and meeting there is always a pleasure. The hotel forms part of Europe's first business center with conference and committee rooms with audio-visual facilities, a multilingual central secretariat, and offices placed at the disposal of today's businessman. The Nova Park Hotel also is a place to relax in, with a fully equipped fitness club, with qualified trainers and masseurs. All this, plus the Nova Park Hotel's excellent dining and drinking facilities, will make your stay in Zurich pleasant and successful. The Nova Park Hotel, Zurich, Switzerland. Telephone Zurich 542221. The Nova Park Hotel is where people get together.
Radio Nordsee International, Brian McKenzie.
That's me, Brian McKenzie, with the time 29 after the hour of 12, and from the album Last of the Brooklyn Cowboys, Arlo Guthrie. Gypsy Davy.
It was late last night when the boss come home, asking about his lady. The only answer that he got, she's gone with the Gypsy Davy. Gone with the Gypsy Davy. Go saddle me up my buckskin horse, $100 saddle. Point out to me their wagon track, and after them I'll travel.
The new album from Arlo Guthrie, which is called Last of the Brooklyn Cowboys, and that's a track taken from it entitled Gypsy Davy. Good album, that, and maybe later on the show we'll be playing some more tracks from it. Sometimes it's hard to figure out exactly what kind of music Arlo Guthrie is in, because he wanders from quite a lot of protest, progressive music, to slight country and western feel. But I don't know, it's very, very good in my opinion, and I like that album very, very much indeed. A letter from Holland, from The Hague, to be exact, and it says, Dear Brian, will you please read my letter? I would like to have friends in England, and that is why I write. Next year I want to study in England, and it's nice to know some people before I come to live in England. And I want to correspond with people of my age who like the best pop groups, just like Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, The Who, Deep Purple, who we've got coming up after the next record, The Kinks, etc. You say as much as you do. And at Easter, I was in London for a long weekend, and it was very nice. My age is 22, and my name is Adubitz Marilyn Smits, and my address is Heidenstraat 5 in Tilburg in Holland. And I have reddish hair and brown-green eyes. And say now I hope I have English friends very soon. Brian, please help me, and I thank you very much. My love, after the next record, I shall read out your full name and address and spell out the address, of course, and the name, because then it's easier. Huh? So if you'd like to correspond with Marilyn, after the next record, get a piece of paper and a pen and get ready to take down the name and address. And you could get a dolly girl in The Hague to correspond with. And when she comes over to England, you never know, you can get together, huh? That's after this record, which is coming up the anchor position on our top 30 from Neil Christian. That's nice.
Got some kind of feeling. I'm gonna fall in love with you. Well, that's nice. Got some kind of feeling, baby. That you feel the same way too. Ah, that's nice. Got the whole world in the palm of my hand. Since you told me I'm your loving man. Baby, that's nice. Ooh, that's nice. So keep your hands off my woman. None of that talking back. Cause you're a good girl. The latest London fashions could make you look more like a star. Cause you're a good girl. Got the whole world in the palm of my hand. Since you told me I'm your loving man. And baby, that's a nice. Ooh, that's a nice. None of that talking back. Hands off my woman. None of that yakety, 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 yeah. Yakety, yeah. Yakety, yeah. Yakety, yeah. You shouldn't do that. Got some kind of feeling, baby. I'm gonna fall in love with you. Oh, that's nice.
Baby, that's nice. That's nice is the title and anchor position on our chart at the moment from Neil Christian. That's a former Arnold Lane, the Blade hit pick, huh? And Arnold will be back on your radio come next Friday with lots of good music as well. And if you're listening in this morning, my mate, hello, how are you? Hope you're having quite a good time, huh? And not spending too much money on the hard stuff. If you are, I'm envious. All right, back to the pen pal thing, which I'm getting into. And if you're ready, here we go. And the name is Marilyn, which is M-A-R-J, okay? M-A-R-J-O-L-E-I-N. Once again, M-A-R-J-O-L-E-I-N. Now, have you got that? Fine, you have, okay? And the next part is Smits, which is S-M-I-T-S, okay? S-M-I-T-S. And the address is H-A-Y-D-N-S-T-R-A-A-T, right? Heidenstraat, that's it. H-A-Y-D-N-S-T-R-A-A-T, 5. Tilburg, which is T-I-L-B-U-R-G, that's quite simple. Tilburg, and of course that's Holland. Okay, once again, Marilyn Smits, and the address is Heidenstraat 5, Tilburg, in Holland. So, Marie-Lan, I hope you get lots of people writing into you, and when you go over to the UK very, very shortly, you'll be able to get together. And while the last record was playing, Graham Gill came down into the studio and said, "Smell this," and immediately plunged his face in front of mine, and he's just been sprayed with aftershave from Cass, our chef on board at the moment. And yes, well, that's different, Graham. And the thing is, there's no one to get together with on the boat, is there? No. Still, one has to wait until Friday before we go off. But you must admit, Graham's smelling very well. I imagine Cass is as well. Yeah, I won't go on with that subject. People might get the wrong idea, you know, yeah. Music from Deep Purple from the album Machine Head. This is Smoke on the Water. I'll dedicate this to all our listeners in Zurich this morning, because Deep Purple is one of the biggest bands in Switzerland at the moment. I don't know in particular in Zurich. And especially to Alex Verfund. Good morning, my friend. How are you? And hope to see you in about maybe 4 weeks' time.
Didn't have much time.
Purple, and one of my all-time favorite numbers from that particular band. I think that's magnificent. It's from the Machine Head album, and it's about Montreux in Switzerland and the big pop festival they had over there. And if you've been listening to the words, you'd get the whole message. The title, of course, Smoke on the Water, going out especially to Alex in the Schweiz. And also, Alex, many, many thanks from your card from Paris, where you were for a few days. And compliments from the show in the blackout. That's nice. Okay, while I was playing, Cass, who is the owner of the Aftershave, which I was telling about, arrived in the studio and said, well, it was just for fun. So I said, just in case my girlfriend thinks we're larking about. Yes, and I wonder what he was talking about, but still, I'm a little bit innocent that way, you see. He said we were just having some fun out there. So I thought,
Lovely.
Yes, indeed. Okay. I'm sure, Cass, that the girlfriend understands. If you're listening in this morning, by the way, my love, hello. And Cass will be off on Tuesday. And looking forward to that very much, he is as well. And I do believe the marriage is coming up very, very shortly, so we'll all be along to that. So we'll get plenty of liquid in, because if Mike, myself, and Graham Gill arrive at that, I think you'll need a walking brewery, eh? A drive-in brewery would be better. It's 15 before the hour of 1, which means it's boy-boy time for lots and lots of people who are getting up very early in the morning to go to work, and maybe school as well. Although at the moment, I would imagine lots of the people who are at school are swatting into the early hours of the morning for the dreaded exams which are taking place throughout Europe, not just in the UK but in Holland as well, for O-levels and what else have you. And I know there's lots of nurses' exams as well happening by the mail I'm getting, and everyone's all a bit upset and depressed about the whole thing, so don't worry about it, and hope you're enjoying the music. Also hope, for the people who have to turn off and get some shut-eye, that you've enjoyed the last 45 minutes of the show, and you'll join me tomorrow between 10 and 12, which is a brand new time. That's if you can make it between 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock, the new time for the Brian McKenzie show at the moment. And Graham Gill will be sitting in from 12 until 3 with lots and lots of good music, so try and keep him company. I'm sure he will appreciate it very, very much, because he's got a nice show lined up for you. Okay, that's tomorrow night. And Boy Boy Time will be at 11:45. And not as some people thought, that that would be the end of Boy Boy Time. So it'll be for the people who go to bed just a little bit earlier than yourself at the moment. But the best way to get the full benefit from it is go to bed earlier. Huh? And someone said, you must be joking. Yeah, well, forget it, yeah. But I hope you've had a really nice, nice day. I know out here on the boat it's been rather gorgeous. In fact, it still is at the moment. It's very, very calm. And it's a beautiful night. You can see very, very far. I think it's about 15, 16, 17, roundabout. That's something that miles visibility, which isn't bad at all. Huh? So if you'd like to come out and join us, all you have to do is get a little boat and paddle there. And if you happen to be living in somewhere like the south of France, well, you've got to be fit as well, huh? But until tomorrow night, have pleasant dreams. Thanks for listening. And see you tomorrow. Huh? And from BJ Thomas, Rock and Roll Lullaby Tour.
She was just 16 and all alone when I came to be. So we grew up together, my mama, child, and me.
Thomas and a rock and roll lullaby. So, boy, boy. I didn't manage to get it in before BJ started to sing, so there we go. The next piece of music, which is taken from the album Sanctuary by Dion, is all about friends. And if you listen to the words, you'll get the full meaning of it. It's the title track, and it's simply called Sanctuary.
Sanctuary and Telegraph Avenue.